My name is Elijah.
I'm William.
This is our podcast, Animaltastic.
What's today's episode about?
It's about blue whales.
Oh, what are you going to call it?
I'm going to call it Beautiful Blue Whales.
All right. Wait.
Blue whales are the biggest vertebrates in the world. Vertebrates meaning backbone, so they have a backbone.
Okay. If they're the biggest in the world, who eats them? Do they have any predators?
They don't really have any, but sometimes orcas, also known as killer whales, will sometimes attack blue whales and eat them.
Wow. But they're so much bigger than orcas.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they do it. Oh. I mean, they do have teeth.
Yeah.
Maybe they chew them up.
Any other predators?
We hunt them.
We? Me and not me and you.
No. But like humans.
Okay. Humans are predators too. Oh, that's so sad.
I know. You know, they're actually really gentle creatures.
Oh. How do you know that?
I read it while I was researching.
Okay.
So some whales have teeth, like I just said. Orcas have teeth and sperm whales have teeth.
Wait, so do blue whales have teeth?
No, so there's a group of whales called baleen whales, and they have little plates hanging off the top of their mouths, like 400 plates. And so they have it sticking down, and they have little hairs that filter water and food into it. So it opens its mouth, food comes in along with a bunch of water, then it closes its mouth, pushes all the water out, but all of the food stays in.
Oh, like when we do spaghetti in a colander?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. So what is the food that they eat?
They eat krill, and they also eat fish, and they sometimes eat bigger things, but it's probably going to be by accident. A blue whale song sounds a little like this.
I'm supposed to do it?
Yeah! All right. That was in the script!
Okay. Well, how's that?
I think that was pretty good.
Okay. Any other last facts?
They migrate. So, during winter months, they migrate to warmer waters to mate and give birth to calves, which are baby whales.
Oh, that's pretty cute. All right. Do you have a story this week about blue whales?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Once upon a time, there lived two blue whales. They were brothers. One was named Joe.
And I'm Joe. The
other was named John.
I'm John.
One day, Joe, the little brother, got captured by a pod of killer whales. And John tried to follow them, but they were too fast. Then a few dolphins came by. John asked them if they could help.
Would you help, please?
They said no. They were dolphins, not blue whales.
Uh-uh. Sorry, dude.
Later that day, there was an old friend passing by. His name was Beep. And he asked him if he could help. He said that he would love to. But he said that they might need a little more help. He said that he knew a very good guide that could help them.
Oh, who's that?
He was a little parrotfish. They traveled all the way to a coral reef. Then they realized that the coral reef was too shallow for them. So they sang their song as loud as they could to get his attention. Then the parrotfish came. He realized that they were whales. And he hid to the nearest rock. It took a few minutes to persuade him, but he finally agreed. His name was Boop. Parrotfish Boop. So they started traveling to the last known location of the pod of orcas. They searched around for miles, then finally they found Joe. When they did, he was about to be eaten by the pod of orcas.
Do, do, do.
When the orca spotted them, they attacked. It was a big fight. In the end, Beep, Boop, and John won. The orcas went swimming away as fast as they could. When they rescued Joe from all the kelp that was tied onto him, they all went back to Joe and John's home. When they got there, they asked Beep and Boop if they wanted to stay. Beep said that he would love to. Boop said that he would, but he preferred his coral reef. The end.
I like the parrotfish. That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
He's scared, but then they convince him to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we gonna move on to credits?
Okay.
Who should we thank first? We have a lot of people to thank.
Okay.
So, we have Jonah, my little brother, to thank for being so patient.
Oh, while we record?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Mom, who edits our recordings. And we have our theme song.
Oh, who wrote the theme song?
John Higgins.
Oh.
Played by me on the cello. Thank you to all of my supporters. And I hope you enjoy the next story. It's going to come out soon, I promise you. And I think that's it.
All right.
So, you want to sign off now?
Sure.
This is Elijah.
And William.
Signing off. Until next time!